Show to go away, but right now, you may have noticed we are not on Air America's new lineup starting May 21st. How come? Not because they don't like us, not because you don't like us, because unfortunately the deal we got with Air America way back when they started about 3 years and 4 months ago was that I had to pay for the production costs through the five network spots that were mine, that Air America normally would sell, because of a lot of the fits and starts at Air America, and starting out with an early morning time slot that first year, and a few other things along the way, including a bankruptcy the same week that we went daily. We've had a little bit of a tough time. We know there's companies out there that would love to support us. We've just found ourselves in a bit of a time crunch, because it was just a couple of weeks ago that Air America told us they were saving a slot on the Sunday morning schedule for us, but I chose not to go forward. I cannot go forward unless we're fully funded, at least for the quarter to come, meaning June, July, and August. We're getting there. Thank you for all of your donations. You make my day, each of you listeners. I wish I could mention all of you. There are at least a dozen of you who've sent checks ranging from $10 to $250. Really appreciate each one. But we need to raise $60,000. Organic Bouquet has stepped up. There was a great story in the San Francisco Chronicle this past weekend. If you'd like to read it, you can find a link at our website, which of course is ecotalk.net. And if nothing else, it's really opened up a flood of moral support and people who want to help me sell the spots. I don't know if we have time to do that, but we're going to try. Even if we're not on the weekend schedule on Air America, you know, beginning next week, as soon as we get the money, we're going to let you know. You affiliates, if you're wondering what's happening, we're not going away. We'll just let you know, hopefully with a couple weeks' notice, that we want to come back, because we just think the world's a little upside down given what's going on with our environment and all the urgency. If we can't support the nation's only regularly scheduled and interview-style program on environmental issues exclusively. And we do mean environment in the broadest sense. Okay, now I want to bring in a guest who's going to try to help us put his values of his company behind our effort to keep EcoTalk on the airwaves across the country. He is Barry Grimala, and he is the founder and CEO and president of Bean Trees Organic Coffees. It's a company I've been aware of for at least 5 years now. He's doing great work. He makes great organic coffee. You should know about them, and especially about his terrific offer to you, our listeners. So stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it. Welcome, Barry.
Hi, Betsy. Thank you for having me on today.
Just a quick summary of how you got into the business of being one of the leading organic coffee purveyors in the country.
Believe it or not, we started in 1994, before most people had ever heard of organic coffee, and before coffee bars were ever even popular in California. And we found out about organic coffee and how detrimental conventional coffee growing was to the environment, and at that day thought it was a great opportunity to put organic espresso bars inside places like Hewlett-Packard and Intel. And we were actually the first company that we know of anywhere in the world to do 100% organic espresso bars.
I think you're also the first company that the NRDC, our partner, Natural Resources Defense Council, has made as their personal purveyor of coffee.
That's absolutely correct. We're the only company in their 32-year-plus history that they've actually licensed to use their logo on a product.
Must be good.
You can imagine negotiating with 300 lawyers and 300 scientists. It's quite an achievement.
Well, I've negotiated with them for partnerships, so I know it's not easy. But when you get them, it's a good thing. So congratulations on that. You also have some connections to rock stars.
Yes, our spokesperson for the company, his name is Jamie LaRita, and he's a chef to the stars and has cooked from everybody from Sarah McLachlan to the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Aerosmith to Josh Groban and Barry Manilow, and actually traveled on tour with them. And actually yesterday started working with his newest tour, The Police, and will actually be the executive chef to Sting and The Police for the next year world tour.
Oh, does that all translate into good business?
Absolutely. Jamie is a spectacular chef, trained in New York and all over Europe. And as he says, he's been approached by many companies to endorse their products, and ours is the only one he's chose. And serves to all of his customers and clients because, as he says, it's the best quality coffee he's ever tasted, and it's all 100% organic.
And where does the ecology fit into your business plan?
We realize that the coffee production today is one of the largest agricultural polluters and detrimental effects on the environment, and that merely 75 years ago, all of the coffee in the world was organic. So we figure that pound by pound, the more the organic coffee market grows, which has been the fastest growing segment of the coffee market for the last couple of years, it can really have a measurable impact on a global scale environmentally and also socially, because the coffees that we sell that are all organic, if they didn't taste better than non-organic coffees, people wouldn't care and wouldn't buy them. So in order to, and how we do that is by buying the most expensive, starting with the most expensive coffees that money can buy.
Okay, so you are a company that says it is driven by its values, and you're going to actually show us what you mean by that. You have stepped up to the plate. You want to help keep the nation's greenest show on the airwaves. Tell us what you're offering our audience.
It's a very similar program that we do with NRDC, but we decided to take it a step further and do it with EcoTalk. And actually, every bag of coffee that we sell through our internet site for the next 5 days, $1 from every bag, which represents the majority of the profit, will go back to EcoTalk to help keep you on the air.
Fabulous. And
additionally, anybody who buys 5 bags of coffee gets free shipping anywhere in the contiguous 48 states. The fun thing about this is the coffee is priced on the internet exactly the same as the grocery stores and is priced exactly the same as a lot of the major competitors' non-organic coffees.
And you noticed in reading the Chronicle article that we have, according to Air America, about 50,000 listeners now, and we need about $60,000, actually, because Gerald Perlman, God bless him, of Organic Bouquet, has stepped in and pledged $10,000 in sponsorship. We need exactly $50,000 quickly. So I think you did the math and said, hey, I got an idea.
Each of your listeners buys one bag of coffee, and you're staying on the air.
Okay, guys, that's it. All of those of you who love the planet, love this program, think that there should be some programming out there that we can all learn from in terms of not only the problems we face ecologically, but the solutions. This is your chance. I don't want to hear afterwards, gee, we should have a green program on the air with all this other crap out there and all these right-wing hate mongers getting, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. EcoTalk at least should have its place, right?
Right. And one of the things I want to mention is a lot of times people might be a little bit scared still in different parts of the country about organic products. We have been one of the top recognized organic coffee companies in the country. We're also the exclusive coffee at Yahoo's corporate headquarters for the last 9 years since they had 200 employees.
Wow.
Additionally, one of Jamie's friends is Art Smith, who's Oprah's chef, and he has basically endorsed us as the only coffee that he drinks and has featured us in several articles that he's put together, including we were in the last Christmas issue of Oprah magazine.
I think our listeners should be convinced that this is worth trying if they're not coffee drinkers themselves. Of course, everyone knows someone who loves good coffee, and this is not only good organic coffee, but also Java with a really good cause. So what's the website? Again, I want to make sure everybody catches this slowly.
It is www.beantrees.com, like coffee beans grow on trees, B-E-A-N-T-R-E-E-S.
And since we're all a bunch of tree huggers and who doesn't love a good cup of coffee, I think we may have something here. We're counting on you guys. It's up to you. This could do it. This could get us back on the schedule within a week. So, again, it's beantrees.com. And
right.
You'll find a link at our website, which is www.ecotalk.net. Thanks so much, Barry Grimala with Bean Trees Organic Coffees. Let's hope this works.
Thank you very much, Betsy. And all I can say is if each person orders 5 bags and gets free shipping, they'll spend the same money they'll spend going to the grocery store every week and keep you on for an entire year.
Do we get $5 if it's 5 bags?
Absolutely.
Okay, you heard it here. This is a great deal, guys. Get
And $10 for 10 bags and $100 for 100 bags.
Okay, go for it. Let's get off the air and get busy ordering coffee from beantrees.com. This is a test of your love for EcoTalk. See you next time, at least for a couple of more nights.
Be careful, one.